Millions of Americans flocked to city centers across the country demanding racial justice after the killing of George Floyd by police officers in Minneapolis. As a response to the call, the Central New York Community Foundation launched its Black Equity and Excellence Fund. In the announcement, the foundation pledged a minimum of $1 million to local Black-led organizations.
Definitely knew that creating the fund, we wouldn't be able to fully end structural racism. But what we could do with this fund is make sure that the voices of those who are typically not heard, we would be able to amplify those voices.
Program Officer Daeshel Elliott oversees the Black Equity and Excellence Fund. She says community members have played an active and important role in all parts of this process, from ideation to the first grantees.
That's what really gave us a really cool insight into the minds of our community members when it comes to the different things that they may be thinking of when it comes to the projects they'd like to work on.
A total of 12 organizations won grants in the first round, covering a wide range of issues. The Dunbar Association won $60,000 to address existing racial inequalities in health.
African Americans have a long, rich history in Syracuse, and the Dunbar has been at its epicenter.
The Community Folk Art Center was awarded $20,000 to host virtual Black art exhibitions.
That provides us with an opportunity to stay connected to the communities we serve and adds growth to our organization by allowing us to expand our presence.
And the Creators Lounge received a grant for $11,000 to support the Black-owned business community here in Syracuse.
Yes, we have co-working spaces here, but not in this way, not organic, not for the culture, not one that ties.
The applications these organizations had to fill out were different than what the Community Foundation has issued in the past. Instead of lengthy questions requiring lengthy written answers,
we actually we made it so the questions were about 5 to 6 questions long, very short responses that were needed, and that applicants could submit in various ways, such as audio, video, PowerPoint, or they could write a narrative. So we're taking the time to also look at our other grant applications and our other internal policies and procedures to make sure that those documents are also equitable.
Daeshel Elliott says the change in the process brought new ideas and initiatives into the mix. But the application isn't the only part of the fund that was adjusted to combat systemic racism. The people deciding which organizations receive a grant are not the foundation's board members. Rather, they're an appointed advisory council of Black community leaders.
We had a really good conversation with our board about power dynamics and structural racism and those kinds of things. And so in those conversations, we realized that we needed to almost flip the power dynamics to allow for space for growth in this equitable process.
The council is made up of 7 people who will review all grant proposals and make final decisions on awards. They're leaders in economic development, the arts, healthcare, and social justice. Elliott says the council is a way to ensure that communities of color are getting what they say they need most.
As a foundation, it can kind of look like we make decisions in silos, or we may be, if it could look like we might be a little disconnected from our community. And so by having the council in place, these are members that are directly related and connected into the community and their various respective areas.
The advisory council is currently reviewing applications for the second grant round. And Elliott says they have even more applications than the first round. Those grants will be announced sometime in early December. Katie Zolkowski, WAER News.